Perhaps you've heard the phrase, wanted, dead or alive. It certainly was used on some occasions, but near Fort Smith, Arkansas, the term was of little use to the U.S. Marshals. They definitely wanted to catch their man, and they most certainly wanted them alive. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
The Native American tribes who lived in the Oklahoma Territory in the late 1800s were given responsibility for administering the law. But there were some things they could not do.
They actually had their own Supreme Court. They had their own police department, Light Horse Police. But they were precluded from arresting or trying white men. And that's where Judge Parker brought in justice and law. And they were brought back to the courthouse here in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Baridi Noka Kaley says Judge Isaac Parker's court in Fort Smith was in charge of administrating U.S. Marshals, who brought back white fugitives who had escaped into the Indian Territory. As one went west from Fort Smith, the danger increased.
And about 80 miles west of Fort Smith was called the Deadline. And the outlaws actually would put wanted posters up for the deputy marshals, that anyone passes the deadline, we'll shoot you on sight. And several of them were killed.
U.S. marshals couldn't administer their own law on the spot in the territory.
It was no such thing as bring them back dead or alive. In fact, the deputy marshals for the judicial court would not be paid if they brought the fugitive back dead because he couldn't be adjudicated at trial.
In fact, there was an implied penalty for a marshal that did kill one of the fugitives.
If they had to defend themselves and they end up in their defense killing that person, they had to bury that person at their own expense, and they weren't reimbursed for that, for the writ, because they didn't come back to trial. So they couldn't execute the writ and bring it and adjudicate it. So they didn't get paid for that.
It's an interesting piece of Western law that is retold here at the city's museums and National Historic Sites. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.